And we'd like to start by inviting Pueblo de Aruba to come this Sunday, April 30th, to Culture Cafe, located in the historic monument building of Nicolás Store, for a free concert celebrating the International Jazz Day. This is a program also celebrated by UNESCO Worldwide Heritage, and we have been, had the pleasure of the last 15 years celebrating it here in Aruba. I've had the privilege myself to work with Mr. Carlos Bislip the last 7 years on the project, and of course this year we're doing something special because we wanted to make a focus and a highlight on women in jazz. So we have some very special guests from abroad joining us. We'll also have some very known and also upcoming talent from the Aruba itself. So I go right ahead and pass it over to Mr. Bislip.
Yes, so this Sunday, April 30th, we are celebrating International Jazz Day and the end of Jazz Appreciation Month. And I want to thank very much the owner of Culture Cafe, Mr. Nicolás, for this opportunity. And as Maria said, we are focusing on women in jazz for the past, for the future 5 years. We, Carlos Bislip Jazz Expo, will be focusing on highlighting women in jazz. And now I'm going to pass the word over to Jamal Baptiste.
Yes, Mr. Baptiste.
The prodigy of Aruba.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back home in Aruba and in San Nicolas. As you all know, I've been involved with this event for many years. I believe I participated in the second concert, I believe in 06, 07?
06.
06, thank you. And it's always
07.
Been a... 07, yes. And it's always been a pleasure. And I can say that this year, when Mr. Bislip contacted me and he asked me for horn players, I said, well, I know of two individuals that were that are phenomenal instrumentalists, saxophonists and trumpet player. And I said, well, if I believe that these two individuals will be able to come to Aruba, they will be able to do the job well, and they will understand the purpose of what, you know, we are doing here in Aruba, and also with the vision for the next 5 years to inspire younger women and women, you know, to participate and be more involved with jazz and the jazz activities on the island. So I am grateful to say that with us today we have Anna Nelson, who's our saxophonist, and we have Zoe Murphy, who plays trumpet. So that said, I will pass it back to Carlos and let him either introduce Mr. Nicolás.
My name is Nicolás. I'm the owner of Culture Cafe, and for me it's a privilege and honor to be hosting this prestigious event. I've always attended in the past, and what makes it even more special is that it will be in St. Nicolás. Jamal, we go way back. We actually grew up together. We've always attended church together. His mom is also a regular here. And a few months ago, when Carlos and Maria reached out and said they would love to organize it here, we felt very honored. And Carlos, who's originally from St. Nicolás, he said he's always wanted to organize it in St. Nicolás, and this makes it even more special. So we're looking forward to a wonderful evening of jazz. Local food will make it a very festive evening, a family-friendly event. So we're inviting Aruba to come out and enjoy this wonderful event. Thank you. The event starts at 7 p.m. and it ends at 10:30. So come out early and enjoy the wonderful music of jazz. Thank you.
Yeah, I also want to finalize, I'd like to mention the talent that's going to be on stage. Besides that, we're going to have some local food vendors, which I'll mention in a bit as well. We count on the presence of the Caribbean Combo, which is a local ensemble of students that Carlos has been giving class to for many years, and we've seen a lot of talent also gone abroad and continue their studies in music. So we're sure from this group we'll also have so many of those. We also have Eric Jan Eman in the Groove Hunters. They'll be joined in the stage, so will Carlos Bislip and Friends Band, Reno Steba in his band Oruba, and Granadillo Band. Of course, our guest stars, Mrs. Murphy and Mrs. Nelson, will be on stage, and you can follow us right now on Facebook, and you can get little glimpse of the ladies that right now they've been busy with rehearsals, and I'd like to also just have them give a word about how they feel about joining us this year in Aruba to celebrate Jazz Day.
Hi everybody, my name is Zoe Murphy. I'm gonna be the trumpet player. I feel extremely honored to be flown out abroad. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I met Jamal and Anna when I did my undergrad at Indiana University and moved back home. I work at the Berklee College of Music now. I did my master's at Newman Conservatory in Boston. I think it's a privilege to represent women in this field, and I'm really excited for the performance. And yeah, come out.
Hi, my name is Anna Nelson, and I am very happy to be here and experiencing Aruba. I'm coming from Bloomington, Indiana, where the weather's a lot colder, so this is great. Just saying that first off. I'll be playing saxophone this week. I'm a saxophonist and clarinetist. I'm doing my doctorate at Indiana University. This is my first time in Aruba. I know Jamal through IU. We performed together, and we recorded on my album together as well. So I'm just very excited to be here. The rehearsals have been great. I'm so inspired by all the musicians and by being able to work with Carlos. So I am so excited for what will be a fantastic event, and I hope to see many of you there.